弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们何等喜乐能够一同唱耶稣得胜的凯歌。
It's such a great joy that we can sing a song of Jesus' victory together.
耶稣得胜，永远得胜。
Christ is a victor and he will always be victorious.
我们的 主是没有转动影儿的神。
And to him there is no turning of the shadow.
他是何等荣耀的救主。
And he's such a glorious savior.
我们唱得胜的时凯歌的时候
When we sing a song of victory,
我们知道我们不只为耶稣唱
We know we are not just singing this for Jesus,
我们也要为自己唱
But we are singing this to ourselves too.
我们知道耶稣得胜了
Because we know Jesus Christ is the victor.
所以我们也要得胜
Therefore we shall also triumph.
许多时候我们做信了神的儿女的时候
Many times as a child of God,
我们信了耶稣之后
After we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们觉得我们得了平安
Sometimes we feel, now I can have the peace,
我们现在的罪已经赦免了
And my sins are forgiven,
我们所有的罪都赦免了
All of my sins are forgiven,
好像我们就慢慢的在过了一阵子的时候我们就发觉怎么好像有罪的阴影在我们的身上
However, after a period of time, we sense the influence of sins over us.
那我们就说我们信主。
Then we say we believe in the Lord.
我们信耶稣的宝血能够洗净我们的罪。
We believe there's power in his blood that can cleanse us completely.
好像慢慢的我们又可以对付了一些罪。
By doing that, we were able to deal with most of the sins.
但是有时候我们发觉我们的信心不够了。
However, there are times our faith was not as strong.
环境太困难了。
Because we're in such a difficult situation.
那个试探太大了。
We felt the temptation was so big.
好像在不晓得在什么的时候我们又软弱了。
It's like, I don't know when, but I feel I'm weak again.
那好像说就像连信主的人也会落在罪的捆绑之中。
Then you feel even believers will fall into the bondage of sins again.
那我们就发觉我们是何等可怜的人。
Then we feel very pitiful of our condition.
特别我们一同在神的教会中来侍奉主的时候。
Especially when we serve together in God's church.
我们常常唱得胜的凯歌。
A lot of times we sing songs of God's victory.
但是我们看见一些我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
But if we look around some of our brothers and sisters who were dear to us
他们实在环境太困难了
Because their circumstances they were in was so difficult
他们实在试探太大了
The temptation was too great for them
他们一而再地落在软弱中
Therefore time after time they fell into their weakness
结果也被罪捆绑掳去了
And then they were captivated by sins and
under their bondage 我们在主的教会中一同来侍奉
When we serve together in the Lord's church,
我们知道主要带领我们一同来建造教会。
We know the Lord has put us together so that we can build up His church together.
所以我们不能容让罪在我们当中发挥他的能力。
Therefore, we cannot allow the power of sins among us.
所有侍奉的人都要站起来为神的家来征战。
Therefore, all those who serve God have to fight.
我们不容忍仇敌挪去我们任何一个弟兄姊妹。
We will not allow the enemy to take even one of our brothers or sisters.
罪是多么的可怕
The power of sin is terrifying.
有谁胆敢站在罪的面前说我胜过你
Who dares to stand in the presence of sin and says I can overcome you?
那是要付代价
You have to pay great price by saying that.
一个人都没有可以得胜罪
Because there's no one can overcome sin.
感谢主只有我们的救主耶稣基督
But praise the Lord, only our Lord Jesus Christ is able to do that.
所以我们说我们的主耶稣是得胜者
That's why we say our Lord Jesus Christ is the victor.
他是胜过罪的门。
He overcomes the gate of sin.
他也是胜过罪的道路。
And he has overcome the way of sinners.
我们离开了耶稣基督。
Apart from Jesus Christ,
我们就什么都不能做。
There is nothing we can do.
但我们一同在神的家中来侍奉。
Therefore, we pray that when we serve together in the house of God,
我们爱我们的神。
We love our God.
我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
We love our brothers and sisters.
我们不容忍罪在我们的当中。
Therefore, we will not allow the power of sin to be among our midst.
不容忍仇敌在我们当中有地位。
We will not allow any position of sin to be among us.
早上我们的信息是何等喜乐的信息
What a great and joyful message we have this morning
我们知道胜过罪的门胜过罪的路已经在耶稣基督的里头赐给了我们
We know through Christ the victory overcoming the power of the death of sin has been given to us
但是我们要常常思想耶稣。
But many times we need to continue to consider Jesus.
我们真的要知道，不能离开我们的主。
Truly know that there's no way we can be departing from our Lord.
一个生命再老练的人，离开了主，也是什么都不能做。
No matter how experienced we may be in the Lord, apart from the Lord, there's nothing we can do.
永远要来到救主的面前，存着谦卑的心。
We always have to come back to the Lord with a humble heart.
主啊，我什么都不是。
Confessing that, Lord, I am nothing.
我什么都不能做。
I can do nothing.
我自己也落在软弱中。
Even I fall into weaknesses all the time.
许多时候不明不白不清不楚的里头，我也落在罪里头。
Many times without knowing, I fall into sin.
我知道弟兄姊妹的挣扎。
I know the struggles brothers and sisters have.
我知道许多罪人在罪中不能出来的情形。
And I know the condition they are struggling in.
耶稣基督，我们的救主。
Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
求你来拯救。
Please come and save us.
请我们一同打开我们的圣经。
Let's read our passage together.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
我们要看见我们的神是不改变的神。
We will see the fact that our Lord is the Lord that does not change.
神的心意永远不改变。
His heart will never change.
神向着人的定义旨意也从来没有改变
过。 And his purpose for us will never change either.
今天我们就一起来看神要怎样慢慢的把我们带到他的门，带到他的路上。
And this morning I want to share with you and gradually see how the Lord will lead us through his gate unto his way.
叫我们一同来认识我们的主。
So that we can together come to know our Lord.
他怎样引导我们走一生的道路。
To know how he guides us all the days of our life.
创世纪第三章第二十三节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 23.
我们前面许多的圣经我们就不念，只念这一节。
I will not bother read the verses preceding to this. We just read this 23.
这里说耶和华神对不起。
So the Lord,
耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所赐出之土。在这里，我们知道神有一个使命。
Here you see, God has a mission.
神要打发亚当出伊甸园去。
The Lord God banished Adam from the Garden of Eden.
什么叫做神的使命？
What is the mission of God?
我们知道我们的神是轻慢不得的神。
We know there's no way we can despise our God.
如果他有旨意在我们身上要显明的时候，
If he has a set purpose to be revealed on us,
我们知道神的使命应该在我们的身上是第一优先的地位。
And we know that mission shall be at the first priority in our life.
神如果向我们没有要求，我们就不用负这个责任。
If God does not have such a plan, then we don't have to be responsible for it.
但是神要打发我们，对我们的心有对我们的生命有一个旨意。
But if God sends us out to do something with a purpose,
那我们就要清楚这个使命是什么。
Then we have to be clear about what's his mission for us.
神要我们做什么。
What does he want us to do?
而且神要做的必定要完成。
And he will for sure accomplish what he desires to do.
但是神竟然要差遣我们这些软弱的人去完成他的
旨意。But the interesting thing is that he actually get us weak people involved finishing his work.
我们的神何等的伟大。
How great is our God?
我们有儿女的父母们。
For us who have children,
我们也有一点点的伟大，是不是？
We have some level of greatness, don't we?
我们爱我们的儿女，我们也盼望成全我们的儿女。
We love our children and we would like to perfect our children as well.
许多的时候儿女太过安于现状。
A lot of times they are in such a complacent condition.
什么都是 take for granted.
They took everything for granted.
那我们做父母的就要打发他们出去做点事。
And to a point, as parents, you want to send them out with a purpose.
叫他们明白什么叫做负责任。
So that they can learn what is responsibility?
他就不能够傻乎乎的就坐在那里。
So that they won't just sit there and do nothing.
什么都是只是接受。
Just receive everything.
父神神的心意接受。
To receive the heart of God.
父母的供给接受。
And to receive the provision from parents.
打开电视，打开收音机，什么也接受。
And turn on TV or radio, everything you do is nothing but receiving.
这个我们现代的人也是这样。
Same way with people in this generation.
常常是照单全收。
A lot of time we just take in completely.
什么都是 take for granted.
We take everything for granted.
好像我们不需要负什么责任。
It's like we don't have to do anything or be responsible for anything.
有时听见那些孩子们听的那些音乐，真的不能听。
And sometimes you listen to the music young people are listening to, it really is awful.
不去说他的音乐的调调。
Not to mention the type of melody involved.
这莫名其妙这种。 简直是出的脏的话，怎么唱出来要听来干什么呢？
But the lyrics are filled with the cussing and dirty, filthy words. Why bother even to listen to it?
那实在是莫名其妙。
It's really weird.
那孩子们呢，就是说，哎，这个你不懂。
But kids will reply by saying, "Oh, you don't know."
那我不懂，你解释一下。
I said, "Well, if I don't know, can you please explain it to it?"
到现在还没有小孩子能够解释清楚。
And by now, I haven't heard anybody can clearly explain it to me.
说实在，他们也不清楚。
I guess they don't even know clearly either.
但是既然大家都接受了，为什么你老古板不接受呢？
But since all my friends are listening to and accepting it, why can't you have me listening to it?
这个不是理由的理由，听得太多了。
I've heard so many times this kind of excuse.
亚当也很多的理由。
And for Adam, he had a bunch of excuses.
他可以说，这个女人是你造给我的。
He told God, "This woman who you gave to me."
但是在神面前，什么的理由都不是理由。
However, you cannot have those kind of excuses in the presence of God.
你要么完成了神的旨意。
Either you finish what He entrusts you to do.
那你就好好的住在伊甸园中，享受一切。
Then you get to stay in the Garden of Eden and enjoy everything.
你既然不听神的吩咐
，since you disobey the word of God,
没有好好的耕种你自己的伊甸园
，without cultivating, taking good care of the Garden of Eden,
也没有好好的看守你的伊甸园
，neither guarding it carefully.
那神呢就说不行。
Then God will say, "That's not going to do."
你还没有懂得什么是我给你的生命。
For you have no idea what the life that I'm giving to you.
你就已经先接受了仇敌给你的东西。
And before you realize in life I'm going to give to you, you have accept first things from the enemy.
所以神的使命啊，非常是重要。
Therefore, it is so important.Of God's mission first.
在我们的生命里头，永远应该是第一优先。
And God's mission should always be at the first place in our life.
而且我们要完成了，才可以回到站在神的面前。
And we cannot go back to God's presence unless we finish His job.
这个是人被造的时候，神就给我们的一些责任。
And this is some of the responsibilities that God has given to us when we were first created.
但是人的确是很可怜。
But unfortunately, we are so pitiful.
我们的小孩也很可怜。
So are our children sometimes.
人很可怜，因为他没有能力胜过仇敌。
We are pitiful because we can't overcome things.
我们的小孩也很可怜，因为他们没有能力胜过世界。
And our children are pitiful because they don't have the power to overcome the influence of the world.
那么大的使命怎么能够接受呢？那么软弱的人。
We are so weak. How can we accept such a great job from God?
所以神的实在是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
Indeed, our God is merciful and full of grace.
神不是说那就算了，不要你了。
Didn't say, "Well, then forget it. I forsake you."
竟然还打发他出去伊甸园去。
God actually sent Adam out of the Garden of Eden.
有打发就是有使命。
By sending somebody means you have a purpose and mission for him.
亚当现在要了解他的使命是什么。
And that was Adam's job to understand what God wants him to do.
因为他已经错过了第一次。
Because he missed the first time.
神有第二次的机会。
So God is giving him a second chance.
第二次的机会不能错过。
Therefore, he is not allowed to miss the second time.
亚当出去做什么？
What does he go out for?
神说要耕种他所自出之土。
And God said, go back, go out and cultivate the ground from which you were taken.
本来他的使命是耕种看守伊甸园。
In the past, he was just cultivating the garden and guarding the garden.
一个大的使命。
And that was a great mission.
现在因为他能力不够
，But now because he has been proven incapable，
没办法向神负那么大的责任
，He cannot take care of that such a big responsibility，
所以他要负自己的责任。
Therefore, he will be end of taking care of himself。
亚当要出去，要耕种他所自出之土。
So he was sent out to cultivate the ground from which he was taken。
一个人不能向神负责任。
Therefore, a man who is not able to be held accountable to God,
神还要呼召他向自己负责任。
Then God wants him to at least be accountable to himself.
这是我们人的故事。
And that's pretty much the story of us.
但是我们发现，只要我们向自己负责任，我们还是不够能力。
But then we realize we are not even capable of doing that.
人真是可怜。
Oh, what pitiful we are.
罪的权势有多大？
Because the power of sin is so great.
人可怜到一个情形，连看见罪都不认识是罪。
And we're so pitiful that to the point we don't even recognize sin.
神有恩典有怜悯的神。
God is the God of grace and mercy.
他已经把我们的责任范围缩小了。
He has reduced the scope of our responsibility.
我们现在不是要向别人负责任。
Now we're not responsible for people around us.
我们要向我们自己负责任。
But for ourselves.
我们做什么说什么
responsible for our words and our deeds.
我们每天怎样花我们的时间？
How we spend our time.
神盼望我们能够完成我们的旨意。
God's purpose,
完成他向我们的旨意。
Is that we would just finish the purpose he has set for us individually.
好让我们能够重新回到他的身边。
Therefore, we can return to him afterwards.
这个是人必须要胜过的。
And this is something God wants us to overcome.
胜不过就不能回到生命树的面前。
If we do not overcome that, then we cannot go back to the garden of life.
啊，但是人不晓得罪有多可怕。
However, many times we don't recognize the dreadfulness of sin.
在伊甸园里头犯所犯的罪有多可怕。
And we do not realize how dreadful the sin we committed in the Garden of Eden.
我读来读去，我没有别的名词可以放上去。
I don't have, I can't find other phrase to describe it.
我只能称它为做明知故犯的罪。
I can only say, you know this wrong, but you still want to do it.
因为他们明明听见神的吩咐。
Because they knew the order from God.
他知道神要什么。
They knew what God wanted them to do.
神很宽啊。
God was very big.
你什么都可以，只是不能那个。
God was very loose in his rules. He said, you can do everything else but that one thing.
当他们犯了罪的时候。
However, when they committed the sin,
他们就害怕了。
They were afraid.
他们从前没有那么样的自觉。
Before, they weren't as conscious about these things.
犯罪的人特别自觉。
But for sinners, you are more conscious than other people.
啊，害怕。
And then you will be more afraid than other people.
羞耻。
And you feel ashamed.
听见神来了，不像从前了。
And therefore, when they heard the coming of the Lord,
从前与神面对面讲话没问题。
Instead of like before, they like to talk to God face to face.
罪介入了的时候。
Because the sin has come into their life,
连听见神的声音、脚步声都会害怕。
They become afraid even by hearing the footsteps of God.
这个还是比较好的光景。
And actually, that wasn't the worst condition.
到现在这个时代。
And look at this generation.
不要说听见神来的一点点的声音。
Not to mention to be able to hear the coming of the Lord a little bit.
啊，许多的人看见耶稣基督的作为，他的福音传到那么广。
Many people see the preaching of Jesus' gospel spreading out all corners of the world.
神的脚踪已经那么样的临近。
They can sense the coming of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
福音的能力是那么样的浩大。
You can see the power of evangelism.
哦，人竟然没有感觉。
But still, some people just are without response.
啊，人真是可怜。
How pitiful we are.
当亚当跟夏娃他们在伊甸园的里头
When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden
犯了罪之后
After they sinned against God
神的确还要来访问他们
Yes, God decided to visit them
那他们就说我们害怕
But they said we are afraid
我们赤身露体
Because we are naked
那神说谁告诉你们赤身露体
And then God asked them Who told you you're naked?
难道你们吃了那我所吩咐你们不能吃的吗
Unless you have taken the fruit from the forbidden tree
这句话叫神的心何等的伤痛
And that statement just broke God's heart
神好像也没有责备的话
But God did not scold them
神知道我们的人是怎样的人
Because he knows our condition
他还要吩咐这样子的人出去
He even still sent someone like that out with a mission.
出到伊甸园去。
He sent them out of the Garden of Eden.
只要他们能够找着生命的意义。
As long as they can find again the meaning of life.
直到他们能够知道神的地位应该是什么。
Again, they can recognize what God's position is at.
认识神的使命是什么。
To realize the mission of God.
什么样的罪人都可以回到神的面前。
Any kind of sinner can always find a way back to God.
但是那个罪是明知故犯的罪。
However, the sin they committed was the sin that they doing with knowing.
罗马书一章三十二节有一句很奇妙的话。
Romans 1:32.
但是是真理。
Said something very interesting and something very true. What does it say in Romans 1:32? Let's read it together.
Romans 1:32. 这里说，他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的。然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Because although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them.
这一句话说到 罪人里头有两个是罪性。
And here tells us there are two kinds of sinful natures.
一个是他们明知道后果是会死，他们仍然去行。
One thing they know you will deserve death by doing this, they still do it.
罪的能力叫人家明知故犯。
Therefore, the power of sin makes people do things they know it's wrong.
许多人说教育好一点，他知道了就不会做坏事。
You may say, well, if he or she receive more education, maybe they won't do these bad things.
啊，不会的。
No.
所有的人都一样。
All men are the same.
真正犯罪的时候是一个决定。
It's just a decision whether you want to commit a sin or not.
那这个决定不一定是你知道做什么决定你才决定。
And you don't just make that decision because you know what you're doing.
但是人里头的心知道这个是神所不喜欢。
But many times when we sin, we know clearly in our heart this is something God does not like.
罗马书一章三十二节里头还有另外一个罪的罪性。
And here you see another type of sin in the same verse.
他们不止自己行，还喜欢别人去行。
Is that not only they do it themselves, they also approve those who practice them.
这个说到罪性的更进一步的可怕。
And that's worse than the first type.
这个有多可怕？
How dreadful is this?
我们知道罪也是一个极大的能力。
We know sin is a great power.
啊，在神的眼目中有两个极大的能力。
And in the eyes of God, there are two great powers.
一个能力要借着耶稣基督显。
And one power will be revealed through Jesus Christ.
另外一个实在是在罪中一直显明出来。
And the other one is revealed through our sinful deeds.
神儿子的显现为要除灭仇敌一切的作为。
And the Son of God has revealed in order to do away with all the works of the evil one.
仇敌的作为是什么？
What is the works of the evil one?
这个罪性的能力是什么？
And what is the power in the sinful nature?
这个罪叫罪人也同心合意。
Because this sinful power makes all the sinners work in one accord.
夏娃自己吃了。
For example, Eve took the fruit.
她还喜欢亚当也去吃。
Not only she took it herself, she also wanted her husband Adam to take it.
哦，在他们吃的时候，哇，真同心合意啊。
And while they were eating the forbidden fruit, they were in one accord for sure.
亚当现在被那个打发出去了。
Now Adam's been sent out.
他要知道在这两个点要回到神的面前。
He needs to know how to repent and back to God in these two problems.
哦，但第一，他要晓得罪的能力是有多么样的可怕。
First is that he has to know how great this power of sin is.
他现在要明知罪，现在要逃避罪了。
So he needs to learn how to flee from the sin.
并且要回到神面前，是要在同心合意的里头回到神的面前。
Not only he will understand that, he also will come back to God together in one accord with his wife.
这个是神向所有罪人的呼召。
And that is the calling God has for all sinners.
也是向所有神的儿女的呼召。
To all children of God.
神不是要我们一个人来信神。
God doesn't want us just come to believe him by ourselves.
神是要我们所有的人同心合意的回到神的面前。
But together in one accord, we all come back into him.
所以他差遣神的儿子来了。
Therefore, he sent his son to the world.
人所做不到的，神儿子来替我们做。
Because the son of God is able to do things that men cannot do.
神的儿子为我们得胜仇敌。
The son of God has overcome enemies for us.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Therefore, we are all sinners saved by grace.
但是彼得来给我们一个警告。
And Peter gave us this warning here.
蒙恩的罪人不要只挂在嘴巴上。
He said, don't just saying with your lips that you are a sinner saved by grace.
既然知道是蒙恩的罪人。
Because if you truly confess that you are a sinner saved by grace.
就更不要逃避罪。
Then be careful, make sure you do flee from sin.
就应该更知道罪的可怕。
You should know better the dreadfulness of the power of sin.
在我们的节目单上有这一节圣经印在上面。
And we print out for you this particular verse on your program sheet.
彼得后书第二章十九二十节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verses 19 and 20.
我们一同来念。
Let's read it together.
人被谁制服，就是谁的奴仆。大家有没有找到这节圣经？
Chapter 2 verse
彼得后书第二章十九节
Chapter 2 verse 19 For a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him.
倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽后来又在其中被缠住制服他们末后的境况就比先前更不好了。我们很容易忘记神要给我们的使命。
Many times we forget easily the mission God has entrusted us with.
连基督徒也不会例外。
And same way with Christians.
如果我们离开了我们的主,
if we depart from the Lord,
我们就被罪缠住了。
We'll be in the entanglement of sin.
真的是比什么都更容易。
And that's something so easily happened.
彼得是一个知道的人。
And Peter understood that problem.
他写彼得后书实在是向我们所有人发出来的警告。
Therefore, he wrote the second Peter and sent out a warning to us.
再重新提醒我们罪有多可怕。
To remind us again how dreadful is the power of sin.
人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。
And because we are a slave to whatever that has mastered us.
我们信主的人都要侍奉我们的主。
We children of God need to serve our God together.
我们不能让罪来制服我们。
And without being mastered by sin.
我们必须要来制服罪。
Instead, we have to overcome sin.
胜过罪。
We have to overcome sin.
是我们所有人类的神的向我们所有人类的使命。
And that is the mission God has for us all.
然后我们再来读彼得的的书信里头的一节。
And let's read another verse from 2 Peter.
那彼得不是只是警告而已。
Peter is not just sending out a warning.
彼得从罪里头被神恢复。
Because he himself was recovered from the bondage of sin.
实在的说，一次、两次、三次的被神来恢复。
Actually, time after time, three times he was delivered by God.
彼得真的这个对神的印象真是深刻。
So therefore, he had this very deep impression and experience.
神原来没有放弃他。
He realized that God never gave up on him.
人可以一再的失败。
Man can fail again and again.
爱我们的人都会向我们放弃。
And the people who love us may even give up on us.
甚至人自己向自己放弃。
Sometimes even we give up ourselves.
所以中国人有句话叫自暴自弃。
And that's just like a Chinese saying that we give up ourselves.
彼得是服侍神的人。
And Peter was the one who serves the Lord.
他也曾经自暴自弃。
He actually had times given up on himself.
但是他认识神，认识神的使命。
But he understood God and understood the mission from God.
他就不能够再自暴自弃。
Therefore, he could no longer stay in that condition.
他起来要侍奉神。
So he tried to get up and serve God.
要向神的儿女发出警告。
And also at the same time sending out warning to other children.
他要见证神在他身上的作。
He wanted to witness to them what God has done on him.
我们读一节圣经，彼得后书一章。
Let's read on 2 Peter chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
彼得说到我们的主救主耶稣基督。
He talked about our Lord Jesus Christ here.
他说他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
Here it says, for he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, this is my son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased.
何等奇妙。
Well, how marvelous that is.
彼得没有说一些比较他在最软弱里头的时候遇见耶稣的那个情形。
Instead of describing when he met the Lord in his most weak point,
彼得却提出一次是他在变化上看到那个景象。
He mentioned this experience where he encountered the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration.
这一次的在一个意象中看见我们救主变化了。
In that experience, he saw the vision of the Lord.
在荣耀之中显现。
How he transfigured in his glory.
极大的荣光之中。
And that was in such a majestic glory.
彼得的心里头永远没有忘记这个意象。
He could never forget what he saw that day.
什么叫做看见意象？
And what does it mean to see a vision?
看见耶稣救主在荣耀中显现。
That's to see the glorious Jesus Christ revealing to us.
他看见这个是真意象。
What he saw was a true vision.
因为这个在这个意象中真的是不见一人只见耶稣。
Because in that vision, he really saw no one else but Jesus Christ himself.
这个耶稣基督是何等的荣耀。
And that was such a glorious Jesus.
他从前没有不见一人不见耶稣。
And prior to that, he never had experience like he saw no one but Christ.
他在从前的时候他看见谁啊？摩西，还有呢？以利亚。
Prior to that vision, he saw also the prophets Moses and Elijah.
现在不提了。
But then in this passage, you see, he didn't even mention.
看见异象就是看见荣耀的耶稣，人子耶稣。
Therefore, to see a vision means you see the glorious Jesus.
他提这么一件事情。
So he mentioned that experience here in the passage.
并且他清楚记得父神打开天怎么样说的。
And he still remembered vividly what God the Father said.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
God said, "This is my son, whom I love."
哦，彼得何等样的兴奋。
And he was.Peter was so excited.
经过多年来，他仍然那么样兴奋。
And he was still as excited even after such a long period of time.
因为荣耀人子耶稣的显现是那么样的真实。
Because the revelation of the glory of Jesus Christ is something that was so true to him.
这个显现是神所喜悦的。
And that was the revelation from God, something God was well pleased.
什么叫做伊甸园？
What does it mean by the Garden of Eden?
伊甸的意思就是喜悦。
Eden means joy.
伊甸的意思就是快乐。
Means joy.
神本来要人在喜悦中过生活。
That means God intended for us to live in joy.
但是人不能得着神的喜悦。
But we cannot give joy back to the Lord.
因为人忽略了神的使命。
Because we miss out on the mission He has for us.
彼得从罪中出来了。
Peter was delivered from his sin.
回到神的旨意面前。
He was able to come back to the purpose of God.
单单地看见耶稣。
And he saw nothing but Jesus.
这是神所喜悦的。
And that is something God was well pleased.
也是众儿女要回到的喜悦的里面。
And that also is some kind of joy and condition we all need to go back to.
耶稣同在就是天堂。
In his presence, we are in heaven.
我们的天堂不在伊甸园。
Our heaven is not in the Garden of Eden.
我们的天堂在耶稣基督的里面。
Our heaven is in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你回到耶稣基督的里面，你就是神所喜悦的爱。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, once you return to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are a child that's
pleasing to Him. 何等大的福音！
And that's a great news.
蒙神悦纳的得胜者是爱子耶稣基督。
And the victor that's well pleased to God is His beloved Son Jesus Christ.
他是怎样得胜的？
How He has overcome?
希伯来书告诉我们，他看见前面的什么？他看见前面的喜乐。
The book of Hebrews told us that Jesus saw the joy that's ahead of him.
这是何等样的喜乐。
And what kind of joy he saw.
救主和人都在一起。
And he saw the joy that man and God will be together.
回到神所悦纳的光景的里面。
Together we can go back to the condition that God has planned for us initially.
所以他可以轻看羞辱，忍受十架。
By seeing that joy, he was able to despise the shame and carry the cross.
因为他以为神的喜悦是多重要的事情。
Because he regarded the joy of God is the most important thing.
弟兄姊妹，犯罪的人喜欢最终享受之乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we commit sin, we like to enjoy the sin in the sinful, the joy in the sinful thing.
我们要爱耶稣。
But if we want to love Jesus,
我们要看见耶稣所看见的喜乐。
We need to see the joy that Jesus sees.
弟兄姊妹，走在地上不是容易的事情。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, it's not an easy task to walk on the.
经过世界不被世界污染不是容易的事情。
To travel through the world and we're not.Without being impacted by the world.
除非我们里头清楚。
Unless we know clearly in our heart.
在弟兄姊妹当中一起来侍奉神，同心合意，不是那么容易的事情。
And also, it's not an easy task for us together to serve in one accord.
除非我们一同看见神的喜乐。
Unless we all together saw the joy in God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，罪是何等可怕的能力。
And dear brothers and sisters, how dreadful is the power of sin.
但是我们永远感谢我们的神。
But we're always thankful to our God.
他爱我们，差遣他的儿子来到我们的当中。
For he has loved us and he sent his only begotten son among our midst.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有为罪相与罪相争到流血的地步。
Dear brothers and sisters, we haven't shed our blood in order to fight against sin.
但是我们要思想耶稣。
But consider Jesus.
他因着看见前面的喜乐。
Because he saw the joy that's ahead of him.
他忍受十架。
He endured the cross.
他流血身亡。
He shed his blood and he gave his life.
哦，我们的主是付了何等大的代价。
What a great price our Lord has paid for us.
胜过罪不是一件小事情。
It's not a small matter to overcome the power of sin.
不是我们跟福音朋友说说而已的事情。
It's not something we just tell with words through our lips.
是建造教会最重要的一件事情。
Actually, that's the most important thing as the foundation of the building of his church.
是进入神旨意中第一步要做的事情。
And that's the very first step for us to go into the purpose of God for us.
我们都要回到救主耶稣的里面。
Therefore, we all need to return to the Lord Savior.
享受父神所有的喜悦。
To enjoy the joy of the Father God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有跟罪征战过？
Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever tried to struggle against sin?
你有没有曾经轻看过罪？
Have you ever despised sins?
哦，我有。
I did.
而且我失败过
and I failed.
而且我失败得很惨
and I failed greatly.
可能没有人知道
maybe nobody else knew I failed.
但是神知道
but God knows.
神的心很痛
and God's heart was grieving because of that.
所以我失去了平安
therefore I was going without peace.
所以我流离失所
that I was going astray.
不是说我没有我地上的家
I'm not saying I was without a home on earth.
但是我住在自己的家中心里头也不安乐
I was in my home.But I was without peace from God.
罪是何等可怕的罪
Because that, the power of sin is just so dreadful.
被罪缠住了，你就做罪的奴仆。
Once you're entangled by sin, you become a slave of it.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能轻看罪。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not look lightly on sin.
我们更不能轻看主给我们的救恩。
Do not despise the great salvation our Lord has given to us.
我们不能忽略主给我们的救恩。
Do not ignore His salvation.
因为主要成全我们。
Because God intends to perfect us.
我们胜不过的
things that we cannot overcome
信耶稣
we come and believe in him
你要享受最终之乐
or you choose to enjoy the pleasure of sin
当你正在享受的时候我请你思念耶稣
I pray that you will even think about Jesus in the midst of your enjoyment
主会把这个享受的感觉挪去
I bet you the Lord will remove that pleasure from your heart
本来你以为是过瘾的事情
you thought that was something really awesome
你一思想耶稣
But while you're in there and consider Jesus,
你会看见他是何等可恶的一件事情。
And you suddenly feel what you were enjoying was something terrible.
哦，本来你是笑嘻嘻的过去。
And maybe you can smile at it and laugh over through it.
现在你看见它里头有产生一个极大的厌恶。
But now through Jesus, you will hate what you were enjoying.
为什么这个东西可以缠住我那么久？
And you wonder how can these things entangle me so long?
弟兄姊妹，不是人叫我们不能跟他们同心合一。
And brothers and sisters, it's not other people who cause us not be able to work and serve in one accord.
是因为人被罪缠住了。
It's because of sin that has entangled us.
感谢神，神的儿子得胜。
We praise the Lord for the Son of God has overcome.
从死里复活。
He is risen from the dead.
他升上高天。
And he has ascended to heaven.
掳掠了众仇敌。
And he has captivated all his enemies.
坐在父神宝座的右边。
Now he's sitting on at the right hand of the Father God.
得着一切的权柄。
He has received all authority.
得着万有之上的名。
The name that's above all names.
感谢神，他差遣圣灵来到。
And we thank God he sent his spirit back to us.
圣灵降临在地上的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit comes on us.
有谁不为自己的罪哀哭痛苦？
There's no one who will not confess in tears for their sins.
圣灵落在你身上的时候。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
你怎么会为着罪来笑嘻嘻呢？
How can you still smile or laugh about your sin?
你怎么还能够享受罪中之乐？
How can you still go on in the pleasure of sin?
圣灵来了。
When Holy Spirit comes,
把一个神圣的同心合一也带来了。
He will bring forth this sacred oneness among us.
不但是产生一个神儿子的信心在我们的里面。
Not only will receive a faith through the Son of God,
它产生了一个教会。
But it will generate a church.
教会起初的时候
And in the beginning stage,
我们看见神的百姓同心合一，天天在神的殿中。
We saw the conditional church in the initial stage that how they were in one accord in the house of God all the time.
且在他们自己的家中。
And also together in their home.
哦，他们遵守使徒的教训。
And they were just.To come devote themselves to the teachings of the disciples.
他们彼此交接。
And they will have fellowship with one another.
擘饼。
And they will break the bread.
祷告。
And they will pray.
住在主的里面。
Together they abide in the presence of the Lord.
他们不是一个人成为神的喜悦。
Not individually they become a joy to the heart of God.
他们是一同在神的家中成为神的喜悦。
But together they became the joy of God.
在耶稣基督的里面讨神的喜悦。
They were together in Christ Jesus to please God.
这是何等荣耀的景象
And that was such a glorious picture.
但是人的明知故犯的罪还在
However, we still have the same problem that we will do things that we know we're not supposed to do.
人犯罪的时候还是那么样的同心合一
And we may do the wrong things in one accord.
所以我们看见神家正在兴旺的时候
Therefore, you see, when the house of God is greatly blessed,
忽然间我们看见亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉
And you see those two people, Anania and his wife.
犯那个得罪圣灵的事。
They did something that's very irrespectful to the Holy Spirit.
明知故犯。
They did something they knew was wrong.
而且怎么样？同心合意。
They did it together in one heart.
结果是什么？
And what was the result?
神是轻慢不得的神。
We can never despise God.
罪的工价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
你说圣徒信了耶稣还会受神那么样的极大的惩罚。
You may wonder, you mean believers can receive such a severe punishment from God?
我说不会。
I may say no.
好像只有这么样一次例外。
This is the only exception in the entire Bible.
好像神今天还给我们那么多的机会。
Because we still have so many second chances from God.
但是神要给我们知道。
But God wants us to know,
他的严厉的时候
when he is severe,
他真是要审判的时候
when he wants to judge,
谁能逃罪
there's no one can escape.
亚纳尼亚撒非拉是一个警告
the story of Ananias and his wife were just a warning to us.
就好像彼得是个警告一样
just like Peter's experience was a warning to us.
但是今天我们还在恩典还在圣灵的时代
yeah, we're still in the era of God's grace and his Holy Spirit.
神让我们有经历
God wants us to experience Him.
是要我们认识他的心。
In order that we know Him better.
在经历中，无论是成功，无论是失败。
It doesn't matter we succeed or we fail in our walk with Him.
只要我们都回到耶稣基督的里面。
As long as we learn to come back to Him.
我们还是可以一同来讨神的喜欢。
We can still please Him as a whole.
弟兄姊妹，教会的建造缺不了你。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you are very important in the building up of church.
你自己生命的建造缺不了你制服罪的那个全能。
And in order to build up your life individually, you have to learn to overcome sin.
所以我们不但只要听到。
Therefore, don't just sit here and listen to the word of God.
要明白。
But understand the word of God.
要知道。
And really know the word of God.
要来经历它。
And actually live out and experience it.
我们看见耶稣基督的宝血能够洗净我们一切的罪过。
We know the precious blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us completely of all sins.
耶稣基督是羊的门。
And we know Jesus is the gate of his sheep.
他是我们所有的人的门。
Therefore, he is the gate of all.
要得胜要从他经过。
In order to triumph, we have to go through him.
但是我们不能客观的哦，经过就可以了。
But don't just know it objectively in your mind.
我们要实际的有经历。
But subjectively go through it ourselves.
怎么样实际的经历它
？How do we experience him ourselves?
我们看见出埃及记的时候，我们看见这个门是要涂血的，是不是
？And in the book of Exodus, we saw on the door we need to apply the blood of the lamb.
在哪里涂血？
Where do you apply the blood?
在进出的地方涂血。
The main entrance of your house.
在门框、门楣上涂血。
On the doorpost.
神一看见这血就会越过它。
And when God sees the blood, he will cross over.
弟兄姊妹，这个也不是一个说说而已。
And we're not just saying this.
我们要建造我们的门楣、门框。
We need to build up first our doorpost.
我们要知道我们的心在哪里。
We gotta know where our heart is.
我们要知道我们的门框在哪里。
We gotta know where our door frame is at.
在哪里常常有进出的事情。
And where is the entrance of your heart?
在哪里必须要涂抹上血。
And that's the place you need to apply the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，轻慢不得。
Dear brothers and sisters, don't look lightly upon this.
这是我们内在在神面前的生活。
Because this is how we live in the presence of the Lord.
许多时候年轻的人不懂得这一个。
Many times young people do not know the secret.
可能也是我们亏欠没有教导他们。
Maybe it's our fault because we did not teach them carefully.
但好像打开收音机什么都可以听。
Because they just turn on to the radio and they listen to anything they heard.
所有的年轻人都是这样啊。
All young people are alike.
你不一样。
But you should not be like that.
因为你要知道你的门在哪里。
Because you have a door in you.
所有做生意的人都一样啊。
And all the business people are the same, you may say.
你不一样。
But no, you are different.
因为你是神的儿女。
Because you are a child of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是不一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, we really are different.
神说我们不一样，我们就是不一样。
God said you are different, then we are different.
并且我们相信，我们知道我们要经历它。
And we know, we believe, and we want to experience.
我们要知道我们的心在哪里。
We gotta know where our heart is.
在哪里有常常进出的事情
？And where's the place that we know a lot of things go in and out through us？
弟兄姊妹，怎么样建立你的心
？Therefore, how do you build up your heart？
原谅我多说两句。
Forgive me for extending more.
建立你的心，基本上是我们所有基督徒都晓得的基本的拳脚。
Because this is the basic or the fundamental things for Christians.
左右门框就是读经祷告。
And the two doorposts is pray and reading Bible.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，听到这句话没有？
Young people, did you hear me?
门楣门框是读经祷告。
The doorposts, one is praying, one is Bible reading.
所有进出我们的心的事都不在乎这两件事情。
Therefore, everything that goes in and out of our heart has passed through these two things.
神的话有没有成为你的准绳？
Have you applied the word of God as your measurement?
你经过一切的事情有没有带到主面前祷告？
Did you bring it to the Lord everything in prayer that you experienced?
我的意思不是只是说读经祷告。
I'm not saying just make sure there are time you spend before the Lord to read the Bible and pray.
我的意思是说，在读经祷告的时候，你要摸上血。
But when you read the Word of God and when you pray, make sure you apply the blood of the Lamb.
你要在儿子的遮盖底下来读经来祷告。
Make sure you read the Word of God and pray under the coverage of the blood of Son of God.
还有一个就是门楣。
And there's another thing, the frame.
他把这个读经祷告连在一起。
And that's the thing that connects both posts.
正好成为一个门框。
And make a complete frame.
你有了这个就稳妥了。
Once you have that, you are stabilized.
怎么样？这个门楣是什么？
So what is the top portion of the frame?
这个门楣就是在耶稣基督里头的同心合一。
And that is the one accord in Jesus Christ.
基督是我们家的主。
Jesus Christ is the Lord of our house.
爱扩展升高。
And his love is great and deep and high.
这一切都说到一个和谐的情形。
And all that talks about the harmonious condition in the house of God.
信神的人永远是同心合一。
Believers of God shall have this oneness in them.
我们没有两个福音。
There's no second gospel here.
我们也不涂两种的血。
And we don't apply two kinds of blood either.
只有羔羊的宝血。
Only the blood of the Lamb.
我们要保护我们的心。
We want to protect our heart from all evil.
我们要建造我们的心能够健康。
And we want to build up our heart right to be healthy and strong.
而且我们的心要接纳弟兄姊妹。
And also we need to have a heart that's able to accept all brothers and sisters.
不只为我们自己来读经祷告。
Therefore we don't just pray and read Bibles for ourselves.
我们常常也要为我们周边的弟兄姊妹们读经来祷告。
But also do that for your brothers and sisters.
看看主有没有接着我要给他一句话。
And say, Lord, do you have any words for others through me?
看看我的弟兄我的姊妹有没有需要我为他们祷代祷的事。
Anything you want me to pray for my brothers or sisters?
弟兄姊妹没有这个隐藏的生活。
If we do not have a hidden life like that,
我们就很难侍奉神。
It is very hard for us to serve God.
因为我们许多的时候连自己的心都管不住的时候。
Because if we can't even control our hearts,
不是在侍奉主我们就是被罪在制服。
Then we are not serving the Lord.We are being overcome by sin.
但愿主的话成为我们的光。
May the word of the Lord become the light of our path.
叫众圣徒们一同行在神的光中。
So that all saints can walk together in the light of God.
约翰一书七章七节告诉我们。
First John.
约翰一书一章七节告诉我们。
Chapter 1 verse 7 says.
他说我们若在光明中行。
If we walk in the light.
如同神在光明中
As God is in the light,
就彼此相交
then we can have fellowship with one another.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪
and then the blood of Jesus, his son, purify us from
弟兄姊妹我们的路就是耶稣基督
therefore Jesus himself is our way
而且这个是一条活的路
and it's a living way
是一条新的路
and it's a new way
这条路就是耶稣基督跟着我们一起走的路
and this is the wayUpon which Jesus walked together with us.
我们要在光中行。
And we need to walk in light.
如同神在光中行。
Just like God walks in light.
耶稣基督神儿子的血就可以洗净我们一切的罪。
And then Jesus Christ, the blood of the Son of God can cleanse us and purify us of all our sin.
彼此相交。
And that's the time we can have fellowship with one another.
最后我简单的说一下什么叫做与神同行。
Lastly, I just want to briefly talk about what does it mean by walking with God?
与神同行是神的旨意。
Walking with God is the purpose of God.
也是神要赐给我们的能力的来源。
And that's the source of power from God.
不与神同行读经祷告也是很枯燥的事。
Otherwise, just reading Bible and praying would be something very boring if we don't walk with God and do it together.
许多的时候是例行公事。
Many times it's just like a spiritual routine we do.
与神同行是什么？
So what does it mean by walking with God?
它不是一个什么样的规模。
This is not a rule.
是不是什么样的一个定旨。
And it's not a set plan.
它是耶稣基督，简单的来说，耶稣基督是怎样？
Simply put, whatever Jesus is like, then will be exactly the same.
如同神在光明中行。
Just as God is in the light.
怎么样行法？
How do we do that?
路加福音有一句话。
There's a passage in Luke.
路加福音十一章。
Chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
就简单的再说一下路加福音十一章开头是说什么。
And in the beginning of this chapter,
路加福音十一章开头的时候是门徒不晓得怎么样祷告。
And that was the time when disciples didn't know how to pray.
他们就求问主，主你可不可以教我们祷告。
So they came to the Lord Jesus and said, can you please teach us pray?
主就教他们祷告。
So the Lord taught them how to pray.
主祷文的祷告。
And that was the Lord's prayer.
主要教他们祷告。
So when Jesus was teaching them how to pray,
但是不等于他们就懂得怎么样祷告。
But that doesn't mean they learn how to pray afterwards.
许多人呢就被主祷文，我现在懂得怎么样祷告了。
And because a lot of people thought just by reciting the Lord's prayer, that's prayer.
但是简单的来说，
But simply to put,
祷告就是向主。
To pray is to become like the Lord.
主是什么，你就是什么。
Whatever He's like, then we are exactly the same.
主做什么你就做什么。
Whatever the Lord would do, then we will do.
那这个就是祷告。
That means praying together.
是祷告的目的。
And that was the purpose of our prayer.
也是祷告的过程。
And also the process of praying.
在过程中我们来得着能力。
Because through the praying process, we receive strength.
耶稣基督要负我们所有的责任。
Because Jesus Himself is fully responsible for.
但是我们每一个人要向自己负一个责任。
But we also have a responsibility to ourselves.
我要把我自己带到主的面前。
Which is I need to bring myself into His presence.
不单只是早上要把自己带到主的面前。
Not only to do this in the morning.
并且是整天都把主带到主的面前。
But throughout the day, make sure I bring myself to Him.
来学习与他同行。
And to learn to walk with Him.
然后第二十三节就告诉我们。
And in verse 23 of Luke 11.
主耶稣说。
It says.
不与我相合的就是敌我的。
Jesus, he who is not with me is against me.
不同我收聚的，就是分散的。
And he who does not gather with me scatters.
我们的路很清楚，很简单。
Therefore, our way is very simple and clear.
要么选耶稣基督救主的活路。
Either we choose to walk on his living way.
要么让罪缠住，然后活在罪中。
Or we stay entangled by sin and live in sin.
不跟主耶稣在一起的就是敌主的。
Because he who is not with the Lord is against him.
不同主一起收聚的就是分散的。
And he who does not gather with him scatters.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望能够清楚的跟大家交通我今天早上的两方面的负担。
It's my sincere wish that I can make it clear to you the two kinds of burdens I had this morning.
一方面是我们每一个人的生命在主面前，我们要负责任。
One is that we are responsible for our spiritual condition before the Lord.
怎样负责任？
How can we be responsible for it?
在我们耶稣基督的里头的信心里面。
And we can do it through the faith in Jesus Christ.
我们要为我们自己每一个人的生命成长来。
We are responsible for our spiritual growth.
我们要天天把自己带到主的面前。
We need to bring ourselves to the Lord every day.
我们要在信心中思想耶稣。
And we need to consider Jesus in faith.
在信心中，在我们的心门上涂抹血。
And apply blood of the Lamb on our door.
我们可以经过世上一切的事。
And we can go through many things in this world.
但是我们永远不要明知故犯的去碰罪。
Don't ever sin against God purposely.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
我们要懂得我们所有的属灵生命跟我们弟兄姊妹是连在一起。
We gotta know our spiritual life is well connected with all my brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我的失败就是弟兄姊妹的失败。
Therefore, if I fail, they fail.
弟兄姊妹的失败就是我的失败。
And their failure would be considered my failure.
因为我们是在一个家中。
Because we are one in the house of God.
是神向着他全家的呼召。
And this is the calling from God toward his entire household.
这个呼召要我们看见神在耶稣基督在哪里，我们就要。
And that calling wants to show us wherever Jesus Christ is at, we need to be there.
耶稣基督在做什么，我们就要在做什么。
Whatever Jesus Christ is doing, we need to do it together.
建造教会的第一个开始是我们生命要稳固在基督的里面。
And the foundation of the house of God and His building work is that we must have the life in Christ.
每一个神的儿女都要懂得制服罪。
Every child of God needs to learn to overcome sin and master over it.
在耶稣基督的权柄里头来制服罪。
to rule over sin in the authority of Jesus Christ.
第二件事情,
Second thing,
我们永远要记得我们是一个身体。
Always remember we are one body.
所以当教会在起步在建造的时候,
and therefore when we are trying to build up the church,
我们要看见耶稣正在前面引领。
We got to see that Jesus is the master.
主耶稣不是要我们过一个, 个人的偏僻的圣洁生活。
He doesn't want us to live individually as a divine, a sacred saint.
主耶稣要我们进到我们所有的朋友家人的里面。
But he rather would go among our friends and relatives.
我们要把制服罪这个福音来告诉他们。
Share with them the good news that we are able to overcome sin.
我们要告诉他们神所喜悦的是什么。
We need to tell them what is pleasing to God.
把罪人带回到神的面前。
To bring sinners back to God.
主耶稣所关心的是什么？
What does Jesus care most about?
从起初他就是关心软弱的人。
From very beginning, he cared about those who are weak.
那些不能救自己的人。
Those who cannot save themselves.
那些宛若在罪中的人。
And those are trapped deeply in sin.
教会要接受这个托付,
therefore,
这个使命。
Church needs to receive this commission from God.
所以我们每一个人都要制服罪胜过罪。
Therefore, on one hand, each one individually needs to learn to overcome sin.
然后我们要出去收据耶稣基督要
And on the other hand, we need to go out to gather what Jesus desires to gather.
把罪人带回来,
to bring back home sinners.
把禾捆带回来,
to bring back home the harvest.
因为耶稣得胜,
because Jesus is the victor.
我们再唱那首诗歌,
I sing this song one more time. 668.